sing it, bitch.
97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Frank Kramer's joining us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Nice to see you, dude.
Always fun. Thanks for having me once again.
Yes, a very popular show. They got a 6.1 rating in the last book.
Highest rated show on this station.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the highest rated midday show in all of Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that is that says something, too.
Even above those Spanish-speaking stations.
Yeah, even with everybody. Everybody. Yeah. Has dominated everybody. So listen to every single morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Right here on 97.1 Free FM. You can also see this show. We're on live right now on camera at 971freefm.com, thanks to StickCam. And all I'm... Oh, there we go. All right. It's a little, couple of seconds delay there. If I knew I was going to be on camera now, I'd wear a different shirt. I'm wearing this crazy shirt that I think I got at Kohl's. Do you buy cheap stuff? You go to Kohl's or Costco?
No.
No. See, I go low end.
I've gone to Costco, yeah. I've been there for, like, food.
I have, at one point, I think it was last week, everything I had, I bought at Costco. Shoes, socks, underwear, pants, and shirt.
Do they have good stuff, or is that from Costco?
It's this.
Okay, yeah. They don't do that.
Yeah, it's this. I mean, that's, you know, this is what...
That is definitely a Frosty shirt.
Yeah, it's like, you know, my dad's friend, Ernie Anderson, had the best line. When somebody insults your pants, he was wearing these red and white striped pants golfing one day, and somebody goes, hey, nice pants, and his line was, yeah, they cover my nuts, don't they?
Doesn't matter.
That's all they're meant to do. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, completely open phones here. We do it every single Friday. From 10 to 11 p.m., 520-9710, 888-520-9710. If you'd like to see the shirt that I bought at Kohl's, it's on camera right now at 971freefm.com.
Yeah, my grandpa had a saying like that, like take something bad and make it better.
Right.
Like the pants, well, at least covers my balls.
Right.
Get ready on the button here. I don't know if you're going to let this go or not. I'm just telling
that didn't make that's not going to go, huh?
But you know what? That is wise.
That's true.
Isn't it?
I think it's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Now we can't even discuss it because nobody heard it.
Yeah. You could just use the reference, okay, there's no bad pizza.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
It's like, even the worst pizza is good pizza.
It's still pizza.
Yeah, it's still,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And she ain't talking about pizza.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Look at that, Randy. I can't believe in 2008 we have to call it pizza. You know? 2008, at 10 o'clock at night, kids are all to bed, and there's two guys talking about pizza. All right, 520-9710. Let's talk to Janice in Los Angeles and see what's up with her. Janice, you're on 97.1. How are you? Janice, you there?
Hi, Janice.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks. I was just wondering, first of all, I want to say congratulations to both you and Frank for being parents.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering what you guys were going to do for Father's Day. How you guys were going to celebrate Father's Day.
Frank?
I'm going to stay home, hiding under my bed, and not answer the door, because I'm figuring it's probably another kid showing up.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, Frank's got four or five kids now?
No,
six?
I have one.
Right.
But I there's possibilities, since I had the one come into my life at the age of five. I look back at my long history, and I think, there's probably a couple more that maybe had some of my kiddies.
Uh-oh. Bad vibes, man.
Yeah. One's a fat girl in Kentucky. he'd be like 28 now.
I have a friend who I went to school with, and I haven't seen this guy in quite some time, but his move was to sleep with all the housekeepers when he was like 14 or 15.
Really? And housekeepers are easy?
Well, I guess back then, you know, he's a 14-year-old stud, and these housekeepers are like, you know, 25, 26 years old, and went around and nailed them all. I think he now has a son in Mexico who's like 25 years old. He's still sending money to Mexico.
Oh, really? So yeah. He knows about it.
He knows about it.
That is a shocker.
And the guy looks exactly like him. All right. I don't know what I'm going to do for Father's Day. I'd like to do nothing. I'm not that thrilled with Father's Day. Randy, please. I'm getting my ass chewed out at home for going to the track too often. I might go to the track for Father's Day.
It is Father's Day.
Right. Exactly
you
right.
Do what you want to do.
And my daughter loves the racetrack. She loves the horses. I got her to do the, come on with this three. Come on with this three. Yelling at these
horses. You let her pick them?
I did for a while, but she's terrible.
She sucks.
Yeah. Terrible handicapper. What I have to try to do is I got to remember to Purell her hands when we go home because, you know, she picks up cigarette butts at the track. And then she gets home and her hands smell like cigarettes. And my wife's like, what's going on? I'm like, it's not like she's smoking.
She's just sucking on the butt.
She's just picking up those butts.
You got to try watching her when you're out together. You should try looking out for her and watching her.
Oh, well, you know what?
you're so sucked into your schedule.
You know what I do is I go to the infield with my daughter, and she's only 2.5, and I try to spot another guy with a 2-year-old, right? And I do it every time. And I see a guy, you know, like you go, hey, you got a 2-year-old? He goes, yeah. He goes, all right, you want to watch the kids or I'll watch the kids? And the other guy handicaps. He goes, all right, I'll watch him. So that guy watches my daughter and his daughter while I handicap.
And do you leave your daughter with him when you go bet?
No, I don't do that. Oh, okay. But I don't look up at her in the playground for about 20 minutes. All right, let's talk to George in Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim Conway.
Hey.
I'm originally from Warren, Ohio. Worn out, Ohio, down by Youngstown.
Yeah, you bet. I know
right
that
off
is.
The Ohio Turnpike.
Sure.
So I can relate to what you talk about, Cleveland, Chagrin Falls, all that stuff. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fames in Cleveland.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while, but we used to go to the Flats. I guess the Flats are gone now in Cleveland as well.
Oh, really?
But I went to school. I went to Bowling Green State University, and had a lot of friends from like the Vandalia and Dayton, Ohio. It really is. I always know, like, you're from Indiana, right?
Yeah.
When you meet a guy or a chick who's from Indiana or, you know, Ohio or Illinois, you have like an instant connection with them. You know,
because
they grew up with the same experience as you did. And the people from the Midwest are always, they seem to be always a little more down to earth than the people from the coast.
Right. More friendlier, open. You know, every once in a while, I'll say, you know, I'll be talking, I'll meet somebody and said, you know what? Are you from the Midwest or, you know, Ohio, Indiana, whatever? Oh, yeah, how'd you know? I just tell because they're like really open. People in California, it's like they're kind of closed and they're like whatever. But East Coast people or Midwest and stuff, there it is.
Yeah, no, you're
so
absolutely right,
man. You know, I'm from, I nicknamed the city Worn Out Ohio because it used to be steel mills and the whole bit there. Now they're, you know, baseball fields, football fields, and stuff, and they tore it all down.
Send us a postcard next time you go home.
Yeah, from Worn Out. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Yeah, Gina Grad is from the Midwest. You're from Kansas?
I'm from Kansas.
Yeah, that's why you're so nice to everybody and live in that asshole downtown, huh?
Yep.
They grow them big in Kansas, don't they?
Oh, boy.
What in the hell?
Frank.
No, it's a compliment. That didn't come out right.
Hey, but Gina, if you were from, like, New York or from L.A., you'd be living in Beverly Hills with some guy you hated.
Yeah, and I'd be a raving bitch.
Yeah.
Princess doesn't like that. Yeah, Princess would not like that at all. I like being on my own, being independent, being nice, and living in my hot box downtown.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the place she lives in?
No.
I got to show you it on. Is it still on YouTube?
Should be on YouTube.
Yeah, it is an asshole. It's a studio apartment. It's about 100 square feet, maybe?
Yeah, about 100 square feet.
Like maybe 10, maybe a little higher, maybe like 120, but 10 by 12. And
how much is that going for?
Yeah, what are you paying down there?
Well, that's a steep $640 a month there, Frank.
Wow. $640 a month.
Every month, huh?
Jesus Christ.
What is it, $21 a day?
Yeah, it's like feed the children, but it's for my apartment.
So you just need to earn $21 a day to keep your head up.
Well, and ironically enough, I think we're almost there.
120 square feet, really? I'm just trying to figure that out in my head.
It's like 12 by 10, right?
It's like my cozy little jail cell with clothes everywhere.
Is that when the bathroom is shared by the entire floor?
No, I have my own bathroom, but the
kitchen.
Where
is it?
Yeah.
It's by the quote-unquote closet.
Right, but it's one, it's a room. When you have no walls in your apartment. You have just the four that surround the apartment.
You know what, Tim? Walls are for the weak. Walls are overrated.
Murphy bed or is it bed out all the time?
The bed / chaise lounge / entertainment area / rec
room.
Futon,
eh?
Yeah. That dining room table.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And you know what? It's even worse.
Chandelier.
She's a pack rat.
Really?
Yeah. So she saves everything.
So she has walls to save newspaper mazes.
Oh, yeah. She's got...
Oh, my God. When were you there?
I know. It's like I know you.
Do you have a couple blenders?
I have two toasters.
Two toasters.
And I have... I never plugged in the oven, but I was thinking about using it as storage. And I have a quesadilla maker, but I've never used that. And two microwaves.
You have a quesadilla maker in that apartment?
Yeah. What's that? And a fondue pot.
In case there's an earthquake and you get caught in there, you can make quesadillas?
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Yeah. And you know what? A couple of my friends got both their cars broken into in a really nice part of Larchmont, like the Larchmont district. And they're freaking out. And their windows are smashed in. The people took everything. And they finally turned on me after a while. And they were like, Gina, how come you live in that crappy neighborhood? Your car's never been touched. We pay so much money to live here and live nicely. And our cars get broken into. I was like, you know what? When you got the whole 18th Street gang sitting on your car, like, nobody's going to steal it. They protect me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got it. I'll show you. If you go into YouTube and you look up Gina Grad Apartment.
MTV Cribs.
MTV Cribs, Gina Grad Apartment. I'll show it to you during the break here. It is horrible.
Did you prepare for the video shoot at the apartment, or is it just how you naturally live?
I cleaned up a little.
Okay.
All right, let's take a phone call here from, Jay in West Covina? You're on 97.1.
Frank, you're nasty, bro. I love you, but you're nasty. Some of the people's underwear that you'd put on your head, you almost made me vomit.
Oh, yeah, from the Frosty, Addy, and Frank show. It might have been yesterday. Frosty brought the story about the prisoners at Guantanamo being tortured by putting women's panties on their head.
Oh, right.
And so we started the topic of... whose panties would be considered torturous if they were used? Obviously, put on someone's head. You got to get them to spill everything. And somebody said, like, Amy Winehouse. And I said, no, I think I'd smell hers.
Is that right?
I think I would, yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather smell Frosties, I think. I wonder if you can tell, like, if you were blindfolded, could you tell if they were Frosties or if they were, like, Bonaduce's?
Underwear?
Yeah.
By feel,
by
probably.
Smelling
by smell?
Crazy.
Bonaduce's would smell like Nair.
John, Bonaduce's would smell like cologne, I think.
And Nair and high karate.
And I can't imagine what Frosty has going on. Well, it depends.
Frosty, yeah, I don't think it's probably the most sterile area on his body because it all just kind of folds in there. Nothing, no light gets there, no air molecules.
Right. It's all just sealed off.
So I asked him the question. I said, whose underwear would you not want to sniff? I mean, just naming a celebrity. And he said Della Reese. That's why she was on my mind.
Oh, I see.
Right off the bat. And so if you had to say.
I probably would not be thrilled with Joy Behar.
Yeah.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell was a big choice among the emails. Yeah. Roseanne Barr was also a big choice.
I would even probably back off of like a Barbara Walters session.
Heidi said she would totally sniff Barbara Walters' underwear.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's into her for some reason.
Wow. That Heidi, man. She every time you think she's going to zig, man,
she
zags.
She's on you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable. Mm. Oh, wait, we have audio of her smelling Barbara's underwear, don't we? Mm. Oh, look at that.
All right. I think B. Arthur was on the list.
Yeah, that B. Arthur's a good one. I don't know if there's anybody like...
Marv Albert. That was on the list.
His women's underwear?
His panties.
Is it Joy Scott? Is that the woman jockey? That might be tough.
The Meredith. I wouldn't want to smell Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira? Meredith Vieira, yeah.
Well, I'd smell Meredith Baxter Bernays if you're going there.
Oh, yeah,
I'd smell
Meredith
those.
Baxter, yeah.
I said Daisy Fuentes.
You wouldn't or would? Wouldn't. No?
For some reason, I just can't stand that woman.
Is that right?
So I think she has stanko going on. That was my surprise, because like these are all obvious things we're yelling out.
Right.
There is a surprise panty that most people would smell, but you, for some reason, wouldn't.
Well, I mean, that's a good one, because, you know, obviously, if age is involved, then, you know, that those are all layups. You know, if you're talking about women who are 67 years old, you wouldn't want to do that. But are there any girls in their 20s who you'd go, mm-mm? I don't think so. Like girls in their 20s or 30s.
I'd almost even say Eva Longoria. I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't do that?
For some reason she just rubs me wrong.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. You might be the only guy that wouldn't do that. I know. There might be guys crawling over you to try to get that.
I think I have that sense, though, that where I can tell, because I've never had the experience, because Frosty was tainted off the bat, his prom date. And ever since then, he's just sworn it off almost. I mean, the switch clicked in his head, and he doesn't have a desire for it. It was so bad. But I've never had that experience where it's been so bad or even bad.
Right.
So I think I have a natural sense, like a higher sense.
Wait, Frosty had a bad situation with a chick?
Yeah, it was prom date, his high school girlfriend, and they were going to do it on prom night, and so it happens, and it's just
bad vibes. Yeah,
bad fumes, vibes, whatever you want to call
it. Oh, man. Is that right?
Horrible, horrible experience, and it tainted him for life.
Wow. So that one incident killed him.
Yeah. How bad would it have to be?
Yeah.
You just swear it off.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right. Ramon in Redlands, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on with Conway and Frank Kramer's.
Oh, man, this is cool, man. Hey, Frank, I'm a big fan, man.
Thanks, Ramon.
Hey, man. You know what? I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and I just never really called in. And I want to say you're a cool, cool dude, man.
You smoking up tonight?
I'm listening to you, you know?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, man. I've been drinking. I've been waiting on hold for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
You sound like you got a little buzz going on.
Yeah. But, hey, you know what? Oh, God. I can't believe you wouldn't do Eva Longoria, man. You must.
Not only would he not do her, he wouldn't even smell her pants.
I wouldn't smell her panties. I know that, but that's my surprise panties that I wouldn't sniff. Do you have a surprise panties? For some reason, I just think there might be something wrong there. That's my crazy call, that is not as good as you'd expect it to be.
Wow.
She's hot.
Now, see, on the other hand, we're watching TV and Jackie Johnson is on there.
Somebody called up and said they wouldn't sniff Jackie Johnson.
That guy must be on Mars.
That is fine.
That is unbelievable.
She should actually make tea.
You look at
and sell it.
Jackie
and vending
Johnson,
machines.
Man. Wow.
Panty.
All right, let's talk to, how about Izzy in Anaheim? You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, baby.
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Izzy?
I want to say I'm a big fan. I miss you guys. I miss Rusty and Heidi. I haven't listened to you guys' show for a while. But I had, like, since I was started listening to you a long time ago, I had, like, this major-ass crush on you.
Wow.
So I was wondering if you ever date any of your listeners.
Have I ever dated a listener?
Yeah. I think last time I remember, you have a girlfriend right now, but I always hope.
You didn't hear the news?
No, they broke up. I haven't listened for the last
cancer.
3 or 4 months.
Yeah, she died. She passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did. And I need a shoulder to cry
on. Someone to hold.
Someone just to put their arms around me and let me cry into their bosom. Is that you, Izzy? Is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Izzy, how old are you?
I am 29.
And are you named after your great-grandfather?
No, it's actually a nickname I go through.
So what do you look like, Izzy?
And for Frank, I'll be really easy.
Wow. Hey, tell us what you look like. You tall? You short?
Oh, I'm short. I am 5'1".
I like short girls.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 125.
That's a huge bitch!
Well, I have my breast size are 36B.
V?
And, yeah.
Wow.
And I have a pretty cute ass. It's not small.
You got any pictures of yourself?
No, I don't.
Are you on MySpace?
No.
Do you have a camera phone?
I do.
Can you take a picture and email it to us?
For Frank only.
All right, well, for Frank only.
Just put that in the subject line, for Frank only, and I promise not to show it to everybody here.
You want to give out? Do you give out your email address over there?
Yeah.
No. Right.
Email
not
it to
you,
me.
Izzy.
It's,
I'll email Frank.
Yeah, right. Let's be Frank, 971@msn.com.
Yes, I've always wanted to talk to you. Every time when I listen to the show, I always wanted to call. But I dream of you. I think of you. Everything.
Wow. Look at that.
But Frank, now, I love you, Toby.
It says
you're awesome.
You're calling from Anaheim?
Yes, I'm calling from Anaheim.
We're going to be in Hermosa next Friday at Hennessy's.
Yeah, come on by.
Doing a live show. So if you take the day off, come down and party with me.
I'll try.
Wear something sexy.
But congratulations. Happy Father's Day.
Hey,
Thank you.
Real quickly, Izzy, what's the most you've ever weighed?
The most? Oh, you don't want to know.
Come on.
The most was, I think, I don't want to say.
$170?
No.
Higher?
Yes.
200?
Yes. 200 was the most I ever weighed.
200 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. 5'1", 200?
Yeah. 5'1", 200.
Yeah, it was really grotesque.
Well, you're fine.
But no, I started thinking of Frank, and I didn't think he would want like a big old girl, so I started losing weight.
Oh, so you lost weight just for Frank?
Just for Frank.
Wow.
I always want to go down and see him, but I always chicken out in the end.
Have you ever had a restraining order on you?
Oh, no.
Oh. Do you want one?
I'm not crazy.
You're about to get one.
Even though they say crazy girls are better in bed.
Right.
But I don't know.
We're tracking this call. Tons of
yeah.
fun.
Hey, is your the first two numbers after 714, is it 39?
Yes.
All right, so we got your phone number here. So Frank can call you.
I would love to.
All right. Wait a minute. Frank. But this number, we just traced it. We just called it. You're calling from Hometown Buffet? Get out of here. What's wrong with you? He's not going to date chicks calling from Hometown Buffet. Please.
Spooky. That was kind of weird.
You know, I always ask that of chicks because if they've gotten to 200 before, they can go back there.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And especially
and more.
After you depress them for a while. You know, after you date them for 4 or 5 years and they're getting back into a radical depression.
Yeah, she's got some empty folds. So she lost, what, 75 pounds? She's 125 now.
Yeah.
She's got some empty sagging folds. And those boobs are D's, but they're hanging down big time.
Yeah, that's 5'1", 200 pounds. I'm 191 and 6'1". I'm a foot taller than her than she is. And at one point, I was 10 pounds less. So
I weigh as much
bad
as
combo.
She did. I'm 200.
Is that right?
5'10", 200.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to, how about Frank on the 105? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
What's up?
Hey, dude.
Not much. Hey, what do you guys think about hypnosis?
On what level? Does it exist?
Yeah, like, you know, have you been hypnotized before? Have you ever, you know, have you learned how to do it? Have you
I don't
ever,
know how to do it, no. Do you know how to do it?
Yeah. I was in Japan, and I saw it for the first time, and it just blew my mind. I had to learn how to, you know, how it works and everything like that, and it's so amazing. I mean, I met this girl on the beach, and she agreed to do it because I was reading a book about it, and within 5 minutes, I had her having an orgasm.
On the beach?
On a chair on the pier. Hmm. I mean, I didn't even know this girl, and she went under, and then like 2 minutes... And she was actually having an orgasm in broad daylight.
What pier?
It was in Oceanside.
Oh, I've been to that. Pier. I've been to that pier before. That, it's so easy to get chicks off on that pier, dude. That's no big deal. I thought you were talking about Santa Monica Pier.
You put a quarter in the vibrating chair.
Get out of here, dude. I mean, you can walk up and down that ocean, you know, Oceanside Pier, and chicks are getting crazy. That's not a big feat. Please. All right, let's talk to, how about Chuck in Sherman Oaks? You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, Chuck, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man, how are you?
Good. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Chuck.
How you doing? I love both of you guys. Listen, the reason
Thanks.
I called is when I was listening tonight, I heard, Tim, you were from Birmingham. You went to Birmingham High School.
Yes, that's true.
So you're a fellow Brave. I went to Birmingham, and I graduated in 1976.
Yeah, somebody called me up about 4 years ago and said that they're changing Birmingham Braves to the Birmingham Patriots.
They already did.
Yeah, because the I guess the Native Americans were pissed off about that.
Jesus
and so
Christ.
They wanted to come on, this group wanted to come on the air and say, you know, we're going to put together a like a protest. We want to keep the name Braves. We want to, you know, try to have you sign a petition and make it, you know, public and stuff like that.
Right.
And I said, I got to be honest with you. When I was going to school there, I didn't give a rat's ass what the team was called. Why 20 years later would I fight for
we
it?
We were the what?
Yeah.
The Braves.
We were the Braves? I don't remember that.
And Frank, that last girl, man, you're going to piss off Heidi.
You think Heidi wants me?
Oh, yeah, big time,
what
dude.
What the hell?
I guarantee that I could probably steal her away from the Italian if I just, you know, gave her some.
Is that
no
right?
Doubt.
I think I could.
Anyway, guys,
she
I just wanted
me.
To say hi.
All right,
love,
buddy,
love you guys,
thanks for calling. Hey, Chuck, hold on a second. I'm going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Chivas USA. They battle with the Chicago Fire at the Home Depot Center next Thursday. Visit ChivasUSA.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action.
Very cool.
Wait a minute. They actually named the Chicago team Chicago Fire? Isn't that what wiped that city out? That's like they're going to play the New Orleans Katrinas. Jesus Christ. That is outrageous.
Yeah, but we're changing the name of the Braves because it's too insensitive.
Well, we're going to play the San. Then we go up north and play the San Francisco Earthquakes. God almighty, that is outrageous.
Well, I remember people complaining when I worked in Denver, that's when we got the Colorado Avalanche. They were naming the team. And some people are offended that they named it Avalanche because the Avalanches killed people
there. Yeah. Well, you know, they had to change the name of the Washington Bullets. Remember growing up watching the NBA?
The Bullets.
Yeah, the Bullets. They had to change it now to the Capitals, I think, or the Nationals.
The Wizards.
The Wizards, yeah, the Wizards. From Bullets to Wizards. I think they could have got some in between. I'm not sure there's a lot of wizards.
Buzzards.
Wizards in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I thought you meant the names.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's talk to, how about Kyle and Carson? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey.
I'm a big fan.
Hey, you do.
I had a question for Frank.
All right.
Yep.
I kind of got this favorite strain.
Yep.
Called the OG Thai Crystal Kush.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I want to give you some. How do I go about doing that?
Yeah, here's the address.
Yeah, 5670 Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah,
why don't you just come out to Hermosa, Hennessy's?
Yeah, I wouldn't throw it in the mail.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know what your Hennessy's is in Hermosa?
I hear it's Frosty keeps saying about right where the pier hits the water or whatever, but I don't know exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a pier. I don't know where it is. Just ask somebody.
Yeah, you'll find it. It's in Hermosa
Look
Beach.
It up.
It's right near the pier in Hermosa.
All right.
That's
a lot,
always
guys.
A good time.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming out. You get a lot of that? You get a lot of people dropping weed off to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not too bad.
All right. Now, do you seriously think, I know we got to take a break here, but do you seriously think that all you have to do is give Heidi a piece and you could flip her?
Yeah, I think I could.
You think you could?
Yeah.
Is she willing to do that?
No.
She's not.
No. She's very into her relationship.
She is.
She's completely monogamous. She's not the type to cheat. I mean, she would make somebody a very great wife.
Lesbians.
Right.
Yeah, great.
If she was straight, would you date her?
No.
Is that the type of chick you'd date?
No. I'd do her, definitely, but I wouldn't date her.
You would.
Fat bastard.
No, I think that she would totally get on my nerves.
Right.
I'd have to dump her fast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you mean like you couldn't casually sit around the house with her?
Oh, hell no. She's quirky, and I can do that with her on the show for 4 hours because, you know, we have fun, and she's like,
right.
You know. But if I was home with her and we're sitting on the couch and she's, you know, Heidi here on the couch, no, there's just no way. I would totally leave her.
Really?
you've already planned your exit. You know, it's like
she's a sweetheart, but I can't be with sweetheart girls. They bug me and annoy me.
I have a friend who only dates chicks that he thinks will be easy to break up with.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, and it works for him too. He's like 47, 48 years old, and he's a single dude, but he only dates chicks that he knows he can easily break up with. And I said, "What's the criteria?" And he says, "You got to date a chick who has either a great job, a great family, lots of friends, and really independent, because you can break up with them pretty easily. If you got a chick that has nothing going on, it's impossible to get out.
Because you're her world now.
Yeah, you're the only thing in her world.
She turns into Izzy and starts dreaming about you and loses 75 pounds to meet you someday.
Exactly right. Look at you. So you got Izzy and pot to look forward to next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right, folks, you can see us on the internet, only on for another half hour, so click on 971freefm.com, and I'm sitting there and, with Frank Kramer, and we're doing the show. Look at that. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's completely open phones. And please check out the internet. That's why we got it. Thanks to stickcam.com. Stickcam.com. You can see Frank and myself there www.971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. Hey, is it illegal to flip the camera off?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, Jack will yell at us.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's try it.
Really?
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frank Kramer's
with us. How
about
a windmill? Can I windmill the camera?
And
We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer joins us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You can hear him every day at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can see us live right now thanks to StickCam, STICKAM, StickCam. We're on 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. 47,000 people, 47,000 unique visitors, is that right? Have checked in? Look at that. Man, when you're not here, we get like 300 people watching.
And I'm wearing my good bulge jeans. Look at these things, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Can you zoom
dude.
In on this? I got a little moose nut going on.
Wow.
Look at that.
Jesus
Can you
Christ.
See it?
I'm checking it out, man.
I know.
What does the shirt say?
I think it's a symbol of some kind.
Like oh,
a,
I see. Like right. a, I oh, I see. Right. All right. All right. Let's talk to Delia or Delia. Is it Delia? North Hollywood?
Yes, it is.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling to be an enabler.
Ah.
Being a fellow handicapper, or at least I try to tell myself that.
Right.
They're having Track Diva Day tomorrow, and it's the father-daughter theme with Joanne Jones and her dad, Gordon.
Wow. What a day out
so,
there.
Yeah, so why don't you go down?
Well, every day out there is daddy-daughter day for me.
Yeah, that's true. I
it was
totally
one day
agree.
Off.
my daughter was, I believe, and I might be wrong about this, she might have been there earlier, but I believe my daughter was 2 months old.
Oh,
maybe 3 months old when she saw her old man get photoed out for the first time. Oh. All right, thanks, baby. I remember, and I've told the story on the air before, but I absolutely, this is a true story. I was at Santa Anita, had my daughter in one arm. She's only like, you know, 10 pounds, so I could hold her in one arm. Smoking, drinking, yelling at these horses. Come on with you, mother effer, you mother effer. You know, snapping at these horses. Nobody looks at you. So, you try doing that at Gelson's, you know? And the LAPD will tackle you.
Were you like blowing over your shoulder in the opposite direction? You just didn't care at
yeah,
that point?
Yeah, no,
spilling
I want
spilling your beer on her?
Listen, I tried to do everything possible.
Good for the skin.
Yeah, not to get my my daughter into that secondhand smoke. Yeah.
But you don't watch the mouth at all around her? Around the house?
You know, I do now because she talks, but I didn't before, you know? I used to my daughter had heard some language when she was earlier when she was younger, but now that she's old enough to repeat what I say, I can't do it. I really got to watch it now, and it's tough because I got to change every instinct in my body.
It only gets tougher.
Don't that bitch.
Don't that bitch.
Because I wake up in the morning swearing. I swear all day. I go to bed swearing. I mean, I just, you know, I was in my office the other day, and I'm like, F, you know, GD, mother ever. And my wife comes in. She goes, what happened? Did you bump your leg or something? I said, no, why? What's going on? She goes, you're swearing in here. I was.
You didn't know it?
I didn't even know it. You know, we can't play that one. We've been asked not to play that
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah, on the air. Yeah.
By who?
By Jack Silver. Jack Silver, the program director, said, you know, we can't have your daughter saying that on the air. And I said, but it's my daughter.
Yeah, why not?
I own her. I brought her into this world. I can take her out.
I'm a
mom. She's mine. All right.
Someone would complain that you told your daughter to say bitch? Is that
no, but my daughter at one point, we were listening to Laika's show, and she was in the back seat, and somebody said, hey, Tommy, dump that bitch. And Tommy said, what? Because he didn't hear it. He goes, dump that bitch. And the second time my daughter heard it, she said it. She goes, dump that bitch, right? So we recorded her saying it. And so I was like, no, we can't do that. You can't put that on the air.
I like Tom Rocky.
I know you do, baby.
Tom Silver.
But you know, she
Jack
also...
Silver is a buzzkill. Except my buzz is going pretty good. I called him Tom.
I don't know if we have the audio of my daughter saying hi to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We don't have that? I think I sent that to you guys. But she also listens to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. She goes, hi, Frosty. Hi, Frank. Hi, Heidi.
Does she get it out like that? Or
yeah, she belts it out.
Mine is just the F and the K. That's why Jack Silver says we can't play it.
Yeah, no, she'll belt it out pretty good. Let's talk to Rich. Or how about Oscar? He's been on hold for an hour and a half here. Oscar, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Frank Reserve. What's up, Frank? This is a Hispanic.
Hey, Oscar.
How you doing? Hey, you know what? This has nothing to do with what you guys are talking about, but what do you really think about Adam Carolla and his racism? Because I haven't really heard him in a long time, since I really, you know, you guys mess around, you know, the triplets mess around being racist, but, you know, I know they're messing around, but Carolla, he sounds like he's serious about it, so ever since then, I just stopped, but, you know, what you have to say about him right now is gonna determine if I listen to him or not, you know?
what did he say that made you stop?
I remember somebody asked him something about, or his mom asked him, why don't you want to play soccer? And I remember him saying something, I don't want to look like a goddamn man.
He can't use the S word there, buddy. No, but he is not racist, dude. I've known the guy for a long time. He comes from a construction background. He works with black guys, Hispanic guys, Asian guys. His best friend is Ozzy, who's a Hispanic guy.
See, it's like that. It's
right, that's what I thought, but, you know, man, the way he makes it sound sometimes, you know?
Nah, you got to let it roll off, you know?
Hey, you know, Frank, about Torture Hispanics, what about that God Warrior? What about that chick? What's her face?
Who?
Who?
That God Warrior chick.
What the hell was her name?
That big chick?
What's her face? Yeah,
Christian?
Yeah, who is that big chick?
God Warrior?
Who was it, Dud? You know who that was?
Oh, my God.
Didn't we interview on the show?
On Trading Spouses, right?
All right, thanks, dude. All right, thanks for calling.
I actually got to meet her one time.
You mean the big chick, hey, Gina, who was that? Remember that big chick, China? Wasn't that her name?
No.
China doll.
No, not the wrestler chick.
Oh, I thought that's who he was talking about, China, the wrestler chick.
No, he's talking about some woman who was on that show, Trading Spouses.
She
was a big fat lady with a big space between her teeth, and she was a Christian. She was a God warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And they put her in this family that was Wiccans. I don't know.
They were pagans.
Pagans.
Yeah.
You're dark-hearted. Yeah. The gargoyles.
It's dark-sided. That's what
it
was.
Yeah, you're dark-sided.
I can't remember her name either.
Yeah, no, she'd probably be on the list as well.
Definitely. But see, that's one of those layups. We're looking for shooting the three. Zigging when zagging. I said Eva Longoria. Most guys, so if there's a woman that most guys think is hot, but you think there's something wrong with her and you wouldn't want to smell her panties, who is that?
Yeah, that is the key.
That's the tough part.
I don't know anybody, though, that's like that. You know, maybe after...
A lot of people wrote in Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney Spears, yeah.
Said that they wouldn't want to sniff her panties.
Yeah, or any of those chicks that are... You know, getting out of cars and showing their crotches.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, if you're not covering that thing up, man, you know, and it's out there, you know, breathing, I don't know. Seems something
Paris Hilton,
about
though, I'd totally wear them on my face.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Most people think she's a skank. Probably wouldn't do it. I would.
You know, I don't know if we heard us talking about this, but I just discovered when I was graduating high school, she was born. 1981. I graduated high school. Paris Hilton's born.
How does that make you feel?
Made you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You feel like old as... and this will also make you feel old. How old are you? You're 30?
I'm 37.
37. The day that you know that nobody in the NFL is older than you is the day that you feel old for the rest of your life.
That's how guys mark their age.
Yeah.
It's not a year-to-year thing for us where we feel old. It's when we get older than... I think the first time is we get older than the playmate.
Right.
Centerfold.
Right.
Then he goes to sports.
I'm now older than everybody who plays in the NHL. I'd be the oldest guy on skates.
Well, who is the oldest guy?
I think the oldest guy is 37 or 38.
Oh, great.
No. There's a 40-year-old guy, I think, that plays for Phoenix. He used to play for LA. I can't remember his name. But I think he's like 40 or 41. But there's nobody who's 44. You know, you can't skate. It's over. You know,
you're older than probably every professional athlete at this point, right?
I'm older.
Except for golfers.
I don't think there's a baseball player that's older than me. Maybe golfers. Yeah, I'm sure there's golfers that are older than I am. But in the four major sports, basketball, hockey, baseball, basketball, hockey, and football, I'm older than everybody. I think I'm the oldest guy. Unless Brett Favre comes back. No, I think I'm older than Brett Favre.
Yeah, you're older than Brett Favre.
I think Brett Favre was like 41 or 42. Can't believe that. All right. Anything you'd like to talk about here, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Julius in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, I want to talk about Eva Longoria, but first I want to ask Frank a question.
All right.
Frank, are you a real man?
Right, you know what?
We're real.
All right, please. Please, Julius, please. We don't mind putting you on.
Oh, this guy regular?
Princess doesn't like that.
Occasionally he comes on. Julius, listen, I understand the vibe, dude, but you have to be an idiot every time you come on. Can't you just, like, be a normal dude once in a while? The shocking crap, I mean, you know, all that stuff. It's great, but you can't use language that we can't put on the air.
And you know what? You know what, Tim? When he calls, even if he, like, was going to solve a math equation or something, he sounds so creepy, I almost don't put him on. But I will say, Julius, thanks for the totally whack-ass compliment.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something about Gina.
It's a big compliment,
because during that last commercial break, Tim... pulled up the YouTube video of Gina's apartment. And so I got to see where Gina lives, and it's quite a place.
The turn on?
And as I'm watching the video, I turned to Tim and I said, you know, after seeing where Gina lives, I don't know if I want to sniff her panties. And before I saw where you lived, I definitely sniff your panties. But
what does that have to do with anything?
You are a pig.
Here's the deal, Frank. There's a clean clothes box and a dirty clothes box.
Where?
They
among
don't,
the trash
the two,
and garbage.
The twain don't meet.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
they, I'm not
did you mess
dirty,
it up
I'm
on
messy.
Purpose? Is that how you live? Because you have to go to YouTube and look up Gina Grad,
Frank,
MTV.
Yeah.
MTV Critic.
And it pops up. And it's 3 minutes.
It's
I
a
was,
great video.
I was
That's how
speechless.
I roll.
It was disgusting.
He couldn't believe it. You had to see Frank watch that video. He's like, oh, my God.
I can't imagine a woman whose house looks like that, any kind of thing downstairs gets taken care of. You're going to find old toilet paper balls.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're getting the toxic shock from a lost tampon somewhere.
No, you don't understand, Frank. Like I said, you're mixing the two up between messy and dirty.
Right.
I'm pretty messy. I'm not going to lie to you. But
well, we've determined you're messy.
You're a clean mess.
Do I look dirty right now?
No, you don't. That's why I was so surprised when I saw your place. I was like, that cannot be true. You made her you made her tear it up.
Yeah, Tim made me do it. Tim
but you
made
know,
me.
But that wasn't. We didn't do anything to make that apartment dirtier.
Yeah.
That's the way you roll.
That's how I roll.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And that video was a year ago. Her apartment's much worse now because now it's got cat crap in it.
Yeah, the collection of more junk.
No. There's no. The cat crap has been removed, and the inside of my car looks amazing. So I'm turning over a new leaf because Tim had. We did a whole hour on how disgusting I was, and it made me start thinking, and you know.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here, but go look at Gina Grad's apartment, YouTube, Gina Grad MTV. Her last name is spelled G-R-A-D for you dopes out there. Frank, thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for
You're
having
a major
me again.
Stud, buddy, and hope to see you in here you know, as often as you
As long as
you'll
have me, I'll come back.
Excellent. All right, and also stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. And next Friday, you're going to be out in Hermosa Beach.
Hermosa Beach at Hennessy's.
Perfect. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show back on Monday right after Lycus. But before that, tune in to Frosty, Idy, and Frank at 10 a.m. We've got to thank Corolla for coming on as well. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
And my daughter's on lead guitar. And so we're playing, I can't remember what song we're playing, but because me and my daughter play this all the time, we're pretty good at it. And so and if one person is not doing well, then it kicks you out. Everyone failed. Band sucks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And so I'm doing my part.
So
my daughter's
pressure.
Doing her part. Yeah, there's pressure, you know, because you can see like how well you're doing and it's going lower and lower and lower and you better catch up. And so I'm playing the drums and her little friend's trying to keep up with the lyrics and sing and she's just not doing anything. And I'm so into it. I go, sing it, bitch. I don't know where that came from, but I was so into the game. Like, I see this. Sing it, bitch. So yeah, my 9-year-old daughter and her friend got to hear me yell that out.
Sing it, bitch.